If you love the Brick by Brick motivational podcast with Antonio and Tempest, you should also check out a great podcast called Next Year Now. Tom Hefner hosts the Next Year Now podcast to help uncover habits and practices to help you thrive at work and in life. He leverages his expertise in applied psychology and design to help you design a life that you love. Check it out and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Again, that's the Next Year Now podcast with Tom Hefner. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesdays. This is a free coaching and training call brought to you by the ATSJR company staff. I am super excited. I have announcements, but I don't want to say announcements today. Just know that we're awesome. And if you're not plugged into any one of our programs, shame on you. But help is available. We have business training. We have personal development. We have coaching. We do it all. So please look us up, batsjr.com, or find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn or wherever you are on social media. I'm sure we are there. Without further ado, since I'm losing my voice, I am happy and proud to introduce to you the owner and CEO of the Dee Marie Group and publicist extraordinaire, Ms. Deanna Mitchell. Take it away, Deanna.
Thank you, Boss Lady, for that amazing intro. Tonight, I wanted to do something a little bit different. For those of us that have children, we want so much for our children. So I decided to write a letter to my son. Yes, my son is 3 years old. And I'm actually going to read you the letter that I have written my son. So bear with me. Oh, my son's name is Donald, so we call him Don. Hey, Don. I just wanted to start this letter off by saying how proud of you I am and how amazing it is to watch you grow and develop. Work with me. Just work with me, guys. Before you were born, mommy asked the universe to gift you with boldness, confidence in your decision-making, and once that decision was made, you were not easily swayed. I also asked that the universe give me what I needed to be able to guide you correctly, because the things that I asked the universe to put into you, I did not have myself. So in order for me to guide you, mommy had to grow herself. It wasn't easy. But it had to be done in order for mommy to be the best mommy for you. The asking came with a responsibility that mommy didn't understand at first. But the more I learned, the more mommy grew, and the more I could teach you. There's so much that I want to tell you. So much that I want you to understand.
Yeah, amen. Somebody got a car like that.
I won't put it all here because it is so much. But I will give you a few important points to make sure that you live by, that you live by these, and they will guide you throughout your life. So be happy, be careful of the company you keep, and always care for others. The first thing that mommy learned is to be happy. I know this sounds so simple to you. You're a kid. You're pretty much always happy, unless you don't get your way. But for the most part, you're always happy. But you don't know how many people don't understand this simple concept. Don, be happy all the time. No matter what you're going through, be grateful for the good in everything. Why is this so important? When you're happy, you get more things that make you happy. Mommy learned that one. You will be healthier than most people because disease can't grow and thrive in a healthy body. Mommy learned that one. No matter what anyone says to you, you stay happy. You may have people ask you why you're always happy, and you tell them it's because you have learned the secret of life. As you get older, I will explain more to you, like the law of attraction and the law of opposites and a lot of other things. But I want you to first focus on always being happy, no matter what. If something is going wrong, this is what you do. You take a deep breath. You close your eyes and you think about something happy about what's going on. So let's say mommy's sick and you don't know what to do and you're worried about mommy. Don't be scared. Don't worry. And don't think about the bad. You take a deep breath. You close your eyes and think about mommy getting better and going to the beach and sitting down reading together. You be happy in those moments. Stay happy, baby, and happiness will always find you. Mommy also wants you to live in a constant state of forgiveness. Now, okay, look, this was the hardest thing for mommy because mommy had to forgive herself first. Mommy didn't know that that was the hardest thing she would have to do. But in order for mommy to be able to help you, mommy had to first forgive herself. And then she had to live in a constant state of forgiveness. Now, mommy caught this early in your life, not in mine, but in yours. So I will make sure that you understand this. Living in a constant state of forgiveness means that you understand that people are living lives that aren't making them happy. And because of this, they are reacting to life. And because you understand this, you are letting that person be who they are and not letting it affect you. You love on them and you never make them live their mistakes or their past. There is something that mommy has learned from you that I don't want you to ever let go of, and that is making a decision. When you were 3, you made a decision, and it was the smallest decision, but it was so profound to me because I saw you do the reasoning within your own mind as a 3-year-old. You made a decision, you voiced your decision, and you stuck with that decision. Mr. Tony taught mommy that when you make a decision, anything outside of that decision now fades away. You taught mommy how easy it was to make a decision. Just do it. Baby, don't lose that. Be it a decision that doesn't serve you or a decision that does, just make a decision. Mommy was so indecisive for a long time, and it took you to help mommy make a decision. When you make a decision, you tell the universe that this is what you expect, and you expect nothing less. When you are indecisive and you don't make a decision, you either don't get it, you get fractured pieces of it, or you will only get a taste of it because you are indecisive about what you want. So baby, never lose this. This will take you so many places and you will be happy you did it. Dawn, watch the company you keep. You know how mommy is always around Miss Grace and Mr. Tony and Miss Tempest and Miss Michelle and Miss Shannon and Uncle? That's because mommy understands that the people she surrounds herself with is who she is and who she becomes. Now, I want you to pay attention to the people mommy stays around. They are all doing the same thing that mommy is doing, owning businesses, running companies, and changing the lives of a lot of people. We read the same books and we hold each other accountable for where we are falling short. You know, Miss Grace calls mommy out a lot and she's grateful for it. We take care of each other, but most importantly, we help each other grow. If you're around people that get upset every time you pick up a book to learn, those aren't the friends for you. If every time you and your friends are together and they're always complaining, don't take responsibility for themselves and blame others for why their lives are not great, those are not the friends for you. If they don't call you out on your poverty, those are not the friends for you. So baby, watch the company you keep. You create your life. There are no limits and there are no rules. You can be anyone you want to be. Mommy will do everything in her awareness to help you succeed. Don't let anyone, and I mean anyone, tell you what you can't do and what cannot be done. You just tell mommy who they are and I'll talk to you. But you can do all things. The rules of the world are there to stop you from being whoever and whatever you want to be. Mommy will not force you to do anything that I know will keep you in a mediocre life. You deserve all of the greatness that you are here for. So stay happy, live in a constant state of forgiveness, make decisions, and watch the company you keep. These are just a few of the first stepping stones that mommy had to learn to start creating on her life, to start creating her own life. You're the master of you, no one else, not even mommy. When someone gives you advice, listen to them kindly and ask yourself, will this help me in my life that I'm creating for myself? If it doesn't, smile and say thank you. And if it does, do your research and learn more. Not everyone is here to help you. Baby, always be a student. This one was hard for mommy because I believe I knew everything. Baby, stay empty, please. Please stay empty. What mommy means is always leave room to learn more. You will always get information that will help you create your own life if you're always learning. You never know what you don't know. Mommy was stuck for so long because I thought I knew everything, and really, mommy didn't know anything at all. Even the stuff I thought I knew, I didn't know. I know that sounds weird, but you're pretty intelligent. I believe you'll catch that one. Dawn, always watch your words. Watch how you speak. There are certain words that will leave you stranded in a continuous loop. Those words are want, need, and trying. These words will only get you just that. More wanting, but never receiving. More lack of whatever it is you say you need. You will always be trying, but never successful at anything. When you speak, use words like I expect to, I will do, and I have. Using these words will get you what you desire. You will always be in action, and you will never lack anything because you will always have what you're looking for. Mommy also expects you to love yourself. Baby, no one is ever going to love you as much as you love yourself, and no one will ever put anything on you that doesn't belong when you love yourself. You will have a self-image and self-esteem that will shine bright because you love yourself. You will not allow anyone to create in you something that doesn't belong to you because you have a self-confidence that is unwavering. Loving yourself will also allow you to love others, to life. This is important because the only way to help someone grow is to love them. And you can't love them without loving yourself first. This is another lesson that mommy had to learn the hard way. And I'm grateful for those that were around me who loved me to life instead of letting me fall short on everything in life. Help others, baby, please. Help others. Watch your motives when you do it, but help others. Help others grow and do it with love. Show your friends the resources that are available to them and bring it to their awareness. Now, not everyone will receive and accept this help, and that's okay. It's okay. Just plant the seed and keep moving forward. And always treat those around you 20 times better than they treat you. But guard your garden, baby. Now, mommy will definitely go into detail with you as you get older, but this is important. And if you love yourself and help others, always live in a state of forgiveness, you'll be able to protect your garden. But don't let others plant their complaints and poison in your garden. And don't reap the harvest of someone else. I can't begin to express to you how important that is. But as you grow and as you're on your journey, mommy will help you. And mommy will show you. Mommy also wants you to be strong enough to not just know when to let go, but to actually let go. This has been very hard for mommy. Mommy had to learn how to let go of a reality that she created, but that did not serve her. Mommy also had to learn how to let go of people, places, and things that she allowed in her life. This was hard for mommy because I was in a different place than I expect you to be at this moment. But just know that it's okay to let go, baby. It's okay to walk away. Just make sure you walk away in love. And by this time, I should have introduced you to the concept of awake. And if not, I need you to come in mommy's room and tap on mommy's shoulder and say, what is awake? And mommy will sit down and explain to you what awake is. That's also part of character, and that's also part of integrity. And mommy will help you with that as well. Now, baby, mommy wants you to read this letter once a day. One thing that mommy has learned is that repetition is key. You never get it the first time. You may not get it the second time. But the moment you do, you'll be grateful you did. With that being said, there are a few books that I want you to read every year. Think and Grow Rich, The Richest Man in Babylon, Integrity, and So Happy and Grateful should be released by now. So make sure you read Mr. Tony's book once a year as well. There are several other books that mommy will recommend over time, but these books will keep you grounded and focused on what you expect and how to get it. Through these books and the help of Mr. Tony, Ms. Tempest, Ms. Grace, Ms. Michelle, Ms. Shannon, and Uncle, mommy has been able to stay focused on what the end goal was for my journey. Learn the books and apply their teachings to your life as soon as you begin to get an understanding of what the books are teaching. Now, baby, mommy is no expert. And mommy is not perfect, but mommy is living. And that's what I expect for you. I love you, Donald. And P.S., remember that you are the creator of your life. Just create it. Thank you guys so very much. I love you too, Miss Carol. Thank you so much. No, Grace, no, I didn't cry. I did start tearing up in the beginning, but I did not cry. But ladies and gentlemen, I hope you understood exactly what I was trying to instill in my son. I wrote this letter for him in a way that by the time he's able to read, I broke it down so he could understand it. But I hope you understood it as well. Love yourself first. Above all things, love yourself first. When I first had my son, that was something that I did not know. And I'm glad that I reached out when I did, because I would be indirectly teaching my son how to hate himself. When I understood that I create my own life, I understood that what I came out of, I created. And if I would not have reached out when I did, I would have been teaching my son how to create the same misery that I was living in. Always be a student. You hear us say all the time, stop being arrogant. And the definition of being arrogant is not accepting or receiving new information. It hurts you every time you think you know everything, because you honestly don't know what you don't know. And if you think you know everything, then how do you know what you don't know? I broke this down for my son because I wanted him to understand that while mommy is indirectly teaching you, I want to directly teach you as well. While mommy is indirectly teaching you, I want to put into words what mommy has learned so far. Because by the time my son is old enough to read and understand this, I expect to be at a different level in my journey. I expect to be at a different level in my life. And I expect to indirectly teach him that same concept. Create your own life. Everyone who taught us growing up did the best they could with what they had. And I understand that. But now that I know better, I have to do better, because it's now time for me to teach my son. And I can only teach him and do the best that I can with what I have. My son is 3. By the time he's 5, I would have been suffering with low self-esteem. By the time he's 5, I would have been comparing myself to everybody else around me. By the time he's five, I would have had such a low self-image of myself that at the age of five, I would not walk outside with a bathing suit on. I had to have on a t-shirt. That's what I would have been indirectly teaching my son. And if you've seen my son on any videos, if you've met my son, you see he's very bold in his decisions. He's not easily swayed. And he, for a three-year-old, knows what he expects. And so by the time he is able to read this letter, I expect to be in a different place, and I expect him to be beyond where I was at his age. I thank you all for letting me get a little personal today. Let's Talk Tuesday. There's so much that we want to teach our children, and ladies and gentlemen, just allow them to live. Don't put on them what was put on you. Let them create their own lives. And in them creating their own lives, it allows them to be happy. It allows them to make mistakes and learn from their mistakes. We can't shield our children from life. We can only let them live and create their own life. We got to where we are today because we lived the life of others. But where would you be if you were actually allowed to live your life? And where would you be if you allowed yourself to create your own life? So if you have any questions for me, we can open up the lines for Q&A. Thank you, Ms. Carol. Thank you, everyone. I saw the messages popping up. Thank you guys so much. So if we don't have, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I can hear you.
Hello? Oh.
Oh, I heard somebody.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Marie, great job in your letter to Dawn.
Thank you. Thank you, Auntie Grace, Miss Grace.
Not being, you know, a mother myself, but to have taught children over the years, and to being an aunt to Dawn, and to, you know, and hanging around the kids of ATS, this letter is very, very awesome. Much needed, you know, to all children. And Miss Carol said it, this is really a letter to us too, as adults. You know, everything that you telling Dawn to do, yeah. Adults need it as well. You know, if we knew then what we do now.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we sound like our parents, but it's okay. Okay. But awesome job as always. Love your
Thank
growth.
You.
The letter was amazing.
Love Thank you. You. Love you too. Thank you, Miss Glace.
Hey, Dion.
Hey.
You did an absolutely amazing job in your letter to Dawn. Of course, I'm like all giddy because this is my thing. This is my mojo. This is my like area. And I think you did a phenomenal job. I know you did a phenomenal job writing to him. Everything that you included was awesome. What struck such a deep chord with me was in the beginning when you said everything you asked the universe to give you in your son, you realized you didn't have it within yourself. And I believe that that's where a lot of parenting mishaps or unfortunate parenting experiences happen, when it's two things. Either you have never attempted to become what you want your children to become, or you feel that they have been placed in your life to please you. That's two things that parents do. Our children were not given to us to please us. They were put here for the same reason we were put here, like you said, to create. And so I was so glad that you were transparent enough to share that, because you're not alone in that seat. We all have to do the work to become those things that we want our children to become. And we have to accept the fact that our children are creators. The only thing that we have to do is give them space. Mm-hmm. We don't want them to conform. And so what you've given him is a hall pass to go everywhere and be whoever he wants to be. And he has the full support of his number one fan, his number one cheerer, his number one everything. And so I'm glad. I feel like you need to maybe type it out. You may need to copyright it. I don't know. But put it out there and let people read it. It can be a guide for parents. It can be a guide, like Ms. Carol said, for people in general. I want to change. I want to become a creator. I'm tired of life like the way it has been. Okay, read this letter that I wrote to my son. It just may be a letter to you. Or think about your children when you read this letter. Where do you go from here? It's a great introduction to whatever service you can offer people. It's a great tool for people who just want to be better. And so I commend you for thinking outside of the box and going ahead and just sharing that with us, because I've been inspired and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doc. Thank you so much.
Hey, Brianna.
Hey.
Hey. Look, I'm getting on going in the other room because I can't. I have to comment. Oh my goodness. I cried a little and I laughed a little, and it made me realize that, well, shoulda, woulda, coulda, but you know, but that's. I mean, it doesn't matter how old your kids are. Even you know, you did this when I was three, and that's. I mean, that is the best thing ever. I'm doing that now with my daughter who's 24. So it doesn't matter how old, and like Shannon said, this letter's for everybody. It's for anybody, it's for everybody. And I support you 150%. Shannon was right, get it copyrighted, get, you know, publish it, do something. Because it's just not, I mean, it was your personal words to your son. And I get that. So many people can be helped through this. And I'm taking the same things that you said to Donald for my grandson. So thank you. I needed this. I needed this as a guide not only for my legacy and for my grandchildren, but also for other people. This is magnificent. It's magnificent. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Auntie Michelle. Just for the record, all of the names that I mentioned in the letter, there was something that my father told me. I used to think that saying Miss and Mr. and putting titles on things was like just my parents' way of just being controlling. And there was something that my father said to me that kind of struck a chord, because he would correct my son and say, you know, Miss, say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, you know, put the titles on the front. And he said something to my dad one day. My dad was like, yes, sir. And so he said, yes, sir. And my dad looked at me and he made the comment. He was like, I want the same thing for you that I got when you were respectful to adults and they turned and looked at me and said, your child is extremely respectful. And I realized at that point that even though I'm a mother now, and even though my father's a grandfather, I can still learn from him. And all of the titles that I mentioned are the titles that my son actually uses when he refers to Mr. Tony, Miss Tempest, Miss Grace, Miss Shell. We're still working on the Miss Michelle, but it's Miss Shell and Miss Shannon. And he calls Bryant uncle. And I will not correct him, because that's a decision that he made. I just say that to say what I said in the letter was actually how my son responds. I ask the group all the time, if anything ever happens to me, please, please just take care of my son. Because I know he's been around them since he was before he turned one. So he's grown up with them, and I know what he gets from the ATSJR companies, from the inner circle. I know what he gets from them, he's not gonna get anywhere else. Everything in that letter, my son has seen. He has experienced for himself, whether he knows it or not. He is actually he's actually seen it for himself. And as I change, I notice a change in my son. So I just wanted to put my apologies. I just wanted to put that out there. Like, that's what he refers to them at. And as he grows in his own awareness at three, he changes how he calls them. Uncle is one of those examples. You know, I didn't do what older generations have done. That's just because that's my best friend, that's your uncle or that's your aunt. I didn't do that. That's something that he chose to do on his own. That's why learning from Shannon, I give him the freedom to create, because he's his own person. As Shannon said, I used to think he was put here for me to love him. He was put here for me and me only. But no, he was put here to create just like the next person. And how dare I stifle his creation? At three, he creates. Everybody has seen it. You know. But does anyone else have any other questions or comments?
I have a comment.
Okay.
What a good job you did.
Thank you.
In a short period, I've been watching you. I've seen you came a mighty long way. I must say I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I mean, you talked about so much and hit so many points, but I just really want to touch on, because I was never taught about money, because obviously my parents didn't have any, and you can't teach what you don't know. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, if you know better, you would do better. Mm-hmm. Believe me, they did everything they could do, and I'm proud of them. Don't get me wrong. But times have changed, as we all know. And you can teach and preach all you want to, but sometimes these kids do what they're going to do. As long as you know you've done your best and your conscience is clear, because I'm going through a situation right now with my own son personally. And Lord knows, I don't know where he get half of the things he do. So at first, I was feeling bad about it. But then again, I had to, me being a man of God, I had to release it and turn it over. I prayed on it and let it go. Because as they say, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink it. And people only do what you allow them to do. And that's just like me, for example. Antonio is my coach, and he's good. And believe me, I ain't farther in my life where I should be at because of me, the decision I'm making. He can teach me all he wants to. If I don't get out there and do it, if I ain't ready, I ain't ready. I'm still finding a way to get out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And it would remind me of a story Les Brown here said about, I believe it goes like, this man used to come past his house every day getting off work. And this man just sitting in a rocking chair, and the dog just sit there with him. And the dog would just moan and groan. He thought the dog was sick. So every day he'd come by in this man's house, and this dog just keep moaning and groaning. The man thinking like, why this man won't take his animal to the vet? So he decided to ask the owner, excuse me, sir, may I ask you a question? Say, sure. I just noticed, I don't mean to get in your business, but every day I walk past here, this dog is just moaning and groaning. Is he sick or something? The owner say, no. He said, well, what's wrong with him? He said, he's sitting on the nail. He said, so he's sitting on the nail? He said, well, yeah, it ain't hurting him bad enough to get up. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll move in. Like I said, I ain't further in my life where I'm at right now because I'm being honest, I'm still finding a way to get out of my comfort zone. And I admit, I'm attracted to money. Money come my way, I just don't hold it. That's my problem. So I just want to say, and then also, help others. You're always supposed to help others. And you know, you treat people how you want to be treated, but don't help others where it'll backfire on you, where their burdens become your burdens. Because sometimes you could be a crutch to someone and they will live off that there. So you got to be careful when you help people. Help people, like I said again, where it won't come to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's hard getting people out your house. Somebody need a place to stay. Oh man, come over here. Once they in, they like roaches. They hard to get rid of. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be honest. You can't do it. So you got to let a person stand on their own. So help them, but help them to help themselves. Don't cripple them. Don't hinder them, which remind me of another story. True story. I have a sister, Chicago, because I'm born and raised in Chicago. Her baby daddy, boyfriend, whatever you want to call him, he ended up getting shot a couple of times. By the grace of God, he made it. He was laying in a hospital bed, feeling sorry for him. He winged his way, trying to wing his way back. She was feeding him. And a doctor came in. He said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm feeding him." He said, "Feed him. Don't feed him. She got to fist him." "What do you mean, don't feed him? This my man." Blah, blah, blah. He said, "Man, I'm not telling you don't feed him like that. But as long as you keep feeding him, he ain't going to feed himself." He said, "Let him feed himself. Watch how those muscles work." And they worked. To this day, he walking around, you wouldn't know he got shot. But if he would have laid up there and say, "Feed me, see more," and you feed him, he going to do it. That's his comfort zone. He going to do it. So the moral of the story is, once again, help someone to help themselves. And don't feel bad what anyone ever done for you in your life. Don't ever feel bad for being successful and getting the things that you want. I mean, like I say, Jesus could even perform miracles in his own hometown. So what that make us? Sometimes you got to cut the biblical cord on your family and move on. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Anthony. And I've watched your growth too. And every time you speak, I'm like, wow. So thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Does anyone else have any questions or comments or concerns or anything?
Hey, Deanna, just Rachel.
Hey,
I just wanted to say thank you. I think that was, it's really insightful. And I think that that's something that should even be more public. That's something that I know you have it on the call, but as maybe a mission or a challenge to others out there, other moms, other parents, to say, hey, this is what I did, and this is a challenge for you. Because I think it actually makes us look deep within ourselves for the things that we feel that we're lacking or things that we haven't done as well. And you know me, I like giving out a good challenge. But I think that that's something that we don't often think of or we wouldn't think to do. And no, I think it was great. It was definitely something that it made me want to do it. And I think that you could really start a big challenge with this too, and it would really help a lot of people. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Welcome.
Wow. Does anyone else have any comments or concerns or questions?
I want to say, baby girl, you inspire me totally.
Thank you, Miss Carol. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say you smashed that. I'm literally speechless. Like,
thank you, Uncle.
Yes. Yes. I'm literally speechless. You, wow. You smashed that.
Thank you. When I got pregnant, I asked those questions because I realized that I didn't want him to suffer with the same thing that I suffered with, not realizing exactly what I was asking. But then I also watched him grow. Like, my son is the biggest curiosity for me ever. Because I don't know what he's thinking. When he just kind of zones out, I guess, he just kind of stares off, and I'm like, okay, so what are you thinking? Like, where's your mind going? And then when he'll say something to me, I'll actually ask him, so, Don, what are you thinking about? And he'll actually respond, but because currently I can only understand about 45% of the stuff that comes out of his mouth, I ask him again just to see if I can catch it, and he'll actually repeat the same exact thing. And I can tell when he starts getting frustrated because he's like, well, mommy, I just said it. Like, I can sense his frustration in having to repeat it more than once because mommy's not getting it. But he's my biggest, I just want the best for him. And like I said, now that I know better, I have to do better. So any other comments or questions, concerns?
Hey, Deanna.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, and great job. I applaud you because of the simple fact that you dare to, how can I say this? To critique your parenting. Reason why I say that, because too many times, especially when we're dealing with mothers and sons. We oftentimes see sometimes that, and I can say this at a personal note, sometimes mamas don't know everything. And mamas, even though they have a great heart and they're doing the best they can, sometimes it's good to actually ask yourself, am I communicating correctly? Am I communicating effectively? Am I listening to find out what my child wants? Not what I want, or not what I don't want his daddy to be like, or anything of that nature. So kudos, because what happens is he's not going to grow up to despise you. And so the more you do that, the more you communicate. And, you know, we've already had our discussion, so I understand, you know, you're doing a great job. And I want to tell you that, but also kudos to you for checking yourself before you wreck yourself. So I just wanted to applaud you on that.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And very good job, Deanna. And
thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to share a little bit because it's my history of being a child abuse survivor and also becoming an abusive mother after being multiply sexually abused. I write letters to my sons today, and they're very grown. And had I had an Antonio in my life at your age, I would have been truly blessed to have perhaps helped my sons to have avoided some of the pitfalls. But as we believe in divine order and the fact that every seeming adversity only becomes that when we yield to that idea of it, but when we yield to the idea of that everything works together for the good, then we get to kind of chill out and relax and enjoy not only ourselves, but our children. And for you to come to this at such a young age and begin to realize and understand the importance of what your son may need. And the other, where I had to kind of get out of the way was that I had to understand that my sons did not necessarily need my ideologies to form who they needed to be, but in fact that I could plant some seeds, and they didn't have to be like definite, and that they could bend and twist and do what they needed to do for their own, for the development of their own personalities. But that didn't come to me until much later in the game. But I very much appreciate the idea that you are willing to not only be out there for your baby, but for you to also share it with the public in this manner. So kudos to you.
Thank you, Ms. Marjorie. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Okay, so if there's no one else who has any questions or comments, Boss Lady, would you like to close us out?
My phone keeps messing up. Sorry about that, guys.
No worries.
Well, thank you all for joining us. Deanna, I believe this has been the most emotional and heartfelt Let's Talk Tuesday ever. You did a beautiful job, and I do encourage, I'm echoing everybody, you should put this out there and let other people see a different example. I'll just say that. But you did an awesome job. I'm very proud of you. Thank you all for taking time out of your Tuesday evening to join us live. We'll be back next week with the double certified Reverend Brian A. Johnson. He always delivers as usual. Join us on Sunday for a Plant Better Mindset call with the Antonio T. Smith Jr., the millionaire maker. He's not allowed to do topics on Let's Talk Tuesday, so he needs his own special day.
That's why I said a word.
Okay. I said not allowed topics. You can comment. But you don't get a day. You don't get a Tuesday. You sail down Sundays. We good. Thank you all for joining us. Deanna, if you have any final words, floor is yours.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, just thank you so much for allowing me to get a little personal today. I have learned by watching What Boss Lady?
I'm asking Antonio why.
Oh. I've learned so much since working with Antonio and Tempest, Shannon, Grace, Michelle, Bryant. I've learned so much, and I've also learned more so how much in being indirectly taught changes your life. I expect so much for my son to live a better life at a younger age than I did based on his own decisions that I had to write him a letter. I definitely do recommend that you write a letter to your child, regardless of age. Just write a letter to him. As a child, I used to beg my mom certain questions. I even bought her actual journal each day it asks you a different question. And once you complete the journal, you pass it on to your children because I wanted to know so much about my mom. I wanted to learn more. I figure if I just tell my son step by step what I'm learning as I grow, he'll see, okay, mommy, I get you. So this is why you're so crazy. Okay, mommy, I get you. This is why you sit me on your lap in front of a laptop all the time. But more so, I want him to know that whatever he dreams of, whatever he expects, whatever he creates in his little mind is his to create. He doesn't have to go by what mommy does. If he wants to be a world-class violinist, mommy will be right there. If he wants to be a cop, mommy will be right there. I just want him to learn how to be a person of integrity and character. Because with everything that I've learned growing up, that's the one thing that I miss. And above all things, being a good person and loving others and always being happy, I just know he won't miss out. So guys, I just ask you to do the same in your personal lives. Look at yourself. Be happy. Above all things, just be happy. It could be the worst day ever. Be happy. It could be a rainy day. Your car's flooded out. You have no change of clothes. You have to go into a job, deal with people that you don't want to deal with. But be happy because you're still there. There are some people's cars who get flooded out and they're in them. There's some people who have bad days and never wake up to see the next good day. So just start off with being happy and make the decision to be happy. My son taught me that. Make a decision. So everyone, have an amazing evening. I thank you all for joining me this evening. Have an amazing multi-million dollar day and be happy. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I want a cigar.
I got you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.